This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden announced Thursday he has reached a deal with a bipartisan group of senators to rebuild the nation's infrastructure, likely unlocking the most funding for roads, bridges, and ports in decades. Mr. Biden said at the White House, quote, "We have a deal," end quote, adding on Twitter that a group of five Democrats and five Republicans, quote, "has come together and forged an infrastructure agreement that will create millions of American jobs," end quote. The president sat down with the lawmakers at the White House to cap weeks of negotiations on Capitol Hill, where Democrats and Republicans have squared off intense negotiations over the size and scope of the funding. One lawmaker said, quote, "No one got everything they wanted in this package. We all gave some to get some because what we did was put first the needs of our country," end quote. The United States plans to evacuate at least some Afghan interpreters who have worked with U.S. forces before the full withdrawal of American troops from Afghanistan, a senior official said Thursday. The official spoke on condition of anonymity and said the move would keep the interpreters facing violent reprisal from Taliban forces, safe as their immigration visas are processed. Poland will withdraw its troops from Afghanistan at the end of June, President Andrzej Duda said Thursday, bringing its two-decade presence in the country to an end. NATO allies agreed in April that foreign troops under NATO command will withdraw from Afghanistan in coordination with a U.S. pullout by September 11th. Duda wrote on Twitter the first troops would return to Poland Thursday night. After withdrawing, the United States and NATO aim to rely on Afghan military and police forces, which they have developed with billions of dollars in funding to maintain security.